Yo.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Welcome to Sovereign Minds Radio. My name is Mark Kent, and you're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. Today is July 10th, 2011. Our chat room is open now at kcnr1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. Tonight, we have some special guests. We have Andrew Spanfellner. He's a political activist, and we're going to talk about some interesting subjects that he's gotten on the plate. And then we're also going to have Jeannie Hink from Big Dog Music Mafia, and that's at bigdogmusicmafia.com. And she is a very interesting person that I met through the internet, and it's a very conservative oriented website that has conservative songs people sing to kind of get the message out there. So some reminders here. Let's see. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night, 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview Avenue at Bonneview Baptist Church. Make sure to listen to We the People at 8:10 on Sunday mornings. They had a great show this morning. And you can go to readingteaparty.com for more information. It's time to get up off the couch, guys. Your country, your children, your grandchildren needs you to get involved now. So pry your butt up off the couch and start educating yourself on these issues. Talk to your friends, your neighbors, go to meetings, check out the website and see what you can do to protect your family from big out-of-control government. Again, feel free to call in at 530-605-4567 or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. So with that, I wanted to kind of go over one thing before we talk to Andrew here. And I wanted to give everybody the definition of a democracy. We seem to be getting that confused. We hear over and over and over again how we are a democracy. And I wanted to read you the definition of democracy, and then we'll go into what we really are, which is a republic, a constitutional republic. A democracy is a government by the people, especially ruled by the majority, a government in which the supreme power is vested in the people and exercised by them directly or indirectly through a system of representation usually involved politically held free elections, a political unit, a unit that has a democratic government, or, if you were going to talk about the Democratic Party, that's the platform they're following. But basically, this is majority rules. Now, here's a couple of quotes from our founding fathers and what they thought about democracy. A democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. And that was Thomas Jefferson. And then, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. That was John Adams. So, obviously, the founding fathers had some problems with this. I got one more here. Democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch. Liberty is the well-armed lamb contesting the vote. That was Benjamin Franklin.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So definitely. Here's a constitution. We are a constitutional republic, not a democracy. The founding fathers said democracy was a lower form of government. They called it a mobocracy. And let me read you the definition of a constitutional republic, and I think that it'll become instantly clear why we're a republic and not a democracy, even though we hear that over and over and over again in the media. A constitutional republic is a state where the heads of state and other officials are representatives of the people and must govern according to existing constitutional law that limits the government's power over all of its citizens. Because the head of state is elected, it is a republic and not a monarchy. In a constitutional republic, executive, legislative, and judicial powers are separated into distinct branches. The fact that the Constitution exists and limits the government's power to make makes the states constitutional, and that the heads of state and other officials are chosen by election rather than inheriting their positions, and that their decisions are subject to judicial review, and that also is what makes the state a republic. So that's quite a bit different than a democracy. It's a democracy is where we can vote out our rights. The majority votes out everybody's rights, and pretty soon like John Adams said, it ends up murdering itself. So with that, I'd like to introduce my first guest, Andrew Spanfellner, and we're going to talk about some of the things that he's got on the table here. I think we've got some Agenda 21 stuff, and then we're going to talk about this ATF gun debacle down in Arizona. So with that, go ahead, Andrew. Let's see what you got.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me here tonight. On Agenda 21, there's so much to it. Excuse me. But what I wanted to go over tonight was the CLEAR Act, which was passed by the House. It's H.R. 3534. And that was passed last July and not passed in the Senate. It's awaiting its time in the Senate. And it is the acronym is Consolidated Land, Energy, and Aquatic Resources Act. And it's a part of Agenda 21, actually a part of the Law of the Sea Treaty, or LOST, if you want to.
Isn't it amazing how every time they have a law and an act, it sounds so good, you know, like the Health and Human Services Act. But, you know, the reality is almost every time it does exactly the opposite of what they're saying it's going to do. If it's the Health and Human Services Act, it usually means that they're not going to help the humans and they're not going to provide any services.
No, kind of the opposite, yeah.
So anyway.
Ironic that does that happens.
Seems there'd be a pattern here, you know.
Exactly. And yeah, just as an aside, 21 Republicans were absent during this vote that happened last July. I guess they were throwing the frisbee for the dog or jet skiing at the lake or something like that, and were too busy to be bothered to come in and vote on this very important legislation, which is basically takes away our sovereignty pretty substantially should it get finally voted on and passed in the Senate.
So when you say takes away our sovereignty, are we talking on private property rights? What exactly does the act do, this Clearwater Act? Is it you know, can you give me a little bit more so I understand it?
Well, it controls definitely whatever happens on our shores, anything to deal with water, and inland about 200 miles, which incorporates a lot of area.
So it's basically controlling the waterways and
exactly.
Yeah, that's interesting.
From any drilling, any activity that the UN would deem the law, the H.R. 3534 would deem inappropriate for us citizens.
Well, that's interesting. So now, you know, we're deferring to the UN as usual. It seems like that seems to be this administration's you know, forte, so to speak. You know, right now there was just something recently in the news where they said that they wanted the UN to you know, usurp basically, or we're going to hand over that power from the Constitution to the UN, and it's over our sovereignty. So, I mean, how screwed up is that? Where pretty soon we've got a world governing body telling us what to do with our waterways and everything else, and so where do we end up with this? You know.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's, you know, involves the cap and trade legislation. Should it be voted on $900 million a year until the year 2040 without appropriation to a diverse group, including states, regional assessment groups, ocean partnerships, non-governmental organizations? I mean, the list goes on and on.
Where is the when you say without appropriation, where's the money coming from to support this?
Superb question. Yeah, that's apparently they've got a magic stash somewhere.
Oh, they got the stash. I've heard that before from somewhere.
Yeah. Or printing press, I guess. Maybe printing press,
yeah, the printing press is, works for a while until everything collapses. But you know. So they're supplying. So what that means is, it ends up we're going to end up paying for it, if that's the case, through interest on the debt, and we're funding this thing. And it's funny that this Agenda 21. You know, we hear that, and it sounds like something out of a bad sci-fi movie. You know, I mean, Agenda 21, and now we own everything, but. It seems to be connected, and this seems to be a reality. It's connected to a lot of stuff here. I mean,
it is. It is locally, you know, especially with the fisheries, whether it's the Klamath or the Sacramento or the Delta down here with the Delta smelt, really prevalent in the fisheries area, and farming and ranching. You and I attended a meeting down in Rubluff there, and some of that is the resulting from this. They were talking down there about how the it was the oil money was being sent to some of the NGOs, you know, and things like for the money that way, you know, as far as that goes,
right.
So we got $2 a barrel going to this, as a royalty and 20 cents per BTU in natural gas should this law get authorized.
I see. So it's just another way to control our private property rights is what it's coming down to. It seems like, you know, I've heard that before. I mean, wasn't it Karl Marx or was it Lenin that said that if they were going to sum up the Communist Manifesto in just a few words, they would say abolition of private property, I think, was the answer to that. And that's where we seem to be coming back with all of this stuff, whether it's taxes or Agenda 21 or, you know, this clear I want to say Clearwire, but I don't think that's Clearwater.
Clear Act.
Clear Act.
Yeah. H.R. 3534.
Yeah. So it all comes back to abolition of our private property rights, and that's a problem because what people don't seem to see is that if you get all of your private property rights taken away from you through some government agency or some foreign country or some world governing body, then pretty soon you'll be subject to whatever rules they have, and you won't have any rights at all. It'll just be what they give you. So what else have we got on this Clearwater? Do you have anything more we can expand on that with?
Not too much, only that it controls all mineral, gas, oil rights, permits that way. And it basically, getting back to fishing, it prohibits the authorization from developing a fisheries management plan. And that will be deferred to John Holdren, our science czar.
Is he the science czar?
I think so, something like that.
I thought he was the attorney general, wasn't he? Holdren's the attorney general, isn't he?
That's Eric Holder.
Eric Holder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, there's so many czars now and kings and stuff. I don't remember, who they all are anymore. I think with that, I think we want to go ahead and take a break here, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more, have a couple of headlines before, and then we'll bring our next guest on, Jeannie Hink. I think that's how it's pronounced. Jeannie will have to correct me. I think it's Hink. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Shasta Tackle, Procure Sense, Phil's Propeller, Scott Valley Bank, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Freedom is the only thing that means a damn to me.
Welcome back to Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, Free Fire. Hey, we're back here, and we had another couple of things to talk about. I wanted to go over some of the recent headlines and so forth, but Andrew's got some stuff on this ATF thing down here in Arizona, and I kind of want to hit that before we go into today's headlines. Can you kind of give us some of the scoop on this ATF thing here, Andrew?
Well, down in Mexico, the ATF has been generously sending about 30,000 weapons basically, they're creating a lot of chaos there. And it's we've had a couple of border agents killed, one ICE agent and one border agent. And we should hope when this happens that the that some heads roll.
So what you're saying is there could be a smoking gun here? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, there was a whistleblower. I can't remember his name right now offhand, but they just fired him. Yeah,
oh,
just,
really?
Just recently over the weekend, I guess. That's
all right, so he blew the whistle on the smoking gun.
Exactly, yeah.
And then he got fired.
Yeah, off you go.
Yeah, that's how it works that's the Justice Department, too, I believe, as well. And that kind of seems a little funny it seems like everything's the opposite these days. Now maybe it's the Injustice Department. Department, I don't know, but yeah. So he got fired, and because he basically blew the whistle on these guys for selling guns to the Mexican
cartels.
How do you do that one? Let's see. I'm in the Justice Department, and I'm going to sell guns to the Mexican cartels, and for what reason?
For me, it's a it's total false flag. It's their whole design is to get the Second Amendment damaged and decimated. Through this, they weren't able to do it in the last couple of years through natural means. So they're going to go with a false flag route and send weapons down there.
Wow!
Create a bunch of chaos and blame it on gun owners and gun dealers, legitimate gun dealers, and say, hey, you know, we need to start restricting your Second Amendment rights, your assault. We need to do the assault weapon ban.
That et cetera. You know, I mean. Call me crazy, could be wrong. I'm thinking that's treasonous, isn't it?
I would think so.
Yeah, I would think that someone would be up on the chopping block for that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got a couple headlines here we got to touch. You know, we're moving fast here now. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Here's the first headline, boiling frog alert. Congress wants automatic wage deductions to pay down the debt. This is from Simon Black at sovereignman.com. And, you know, basically what he's saying is that, you know, you can't make this stuff up on this is H.R. 2411. This is to the Reduction of America's Debt Act Now. Isn't that great how they always come up with these fantastic names on these legislations? You know, Reduce America's Debt Act Now of 2011. Give me a break. So anyway, it's a nice patriotic name and everything. But what it does is that you are now able to volunteer a portion of your wages automatically withheld. But what this does is every employer, if you decide to do this, if you're employed for somebody, has to now deduct and withhold such wages and go through all the paperwork of doing this and become responsible for the penalties and all the stuff that goes with this. And, you know, think about it. You know, if a small business owner has one single employee who is dumb enough to think that it's patriotic duty to pay down the debt and decides to contribute $1 a month, that owner will have all the responsibilities for all kinds of forms, filings, you know, so on and so forth. Who are they paying the debt down to? Let's see. So there's, you know, the Chinese, the Federal Reserve, you know, I mean, good grief. I mean, who are we paying the debt down? And I heard someone say the other day, and I think it was Ron Paul that was talking about the fact that, you know, if we just told the Federal Reserve to take a haircut and not collect on the interest of our own money, then we would solve a whole bunch of this debt problem right off. So, yeah. Oh, and by the way, this contribution to the Treasury is not tax deductible.
I just threw out my $100 bill here. I stuck it on my wallet. I'm disappointed. Yeah, I wanted to make sure the bankers were okay. So, yeah. And we're getting the debt down. So,
what a bunch of great guys, you know. I mean, so let's go to headline two. Okay, unemployment is at 9.2%. My foot. Okay, because you know the reality is that unemployment is probably 20% right now. I don't have an exact figure, but the real deal is that it's not 9.2%. Come on, we all know that they're covering up the figures and everything here to show that it looks good for the recovery that's not happening. You know, come on, America, are you getting tired of being lied to? Let's wake up and get involved here. You know, when are you going to wait till you're hungry and your kids don't have a place to live and your freedom's gone before you start calling these guys, you know, on the carpet? We got to get this thing put together to go after these guys, because this is ridiculous. Okay, so here's headline four. If central banks believe in paper money, why are they loading up on gold? Well, they want all the rest of us to have paper money and get charged interest on it, but they're loading up on gold. Interesting. Okay. Headline five. There's no recovery because the government made it official policy to not prosecute fraud. Yeah, that's the headline. And, let me read on here a little bit. That comes from the WashingtonBlog.com. Fraud caused the Great Depression, and it is causing the current financial crisis. But fraud is not being prosecuted. I mean, think about all the bailouts and all the money that the bankers went on vacations. And, oh, man, what did they do? They found them in that one hotel over there where they were spending, I don't even remember how much it was. It was millions of dollars, but these guys are going and vacationing on the taxpayers' money. But yeah, that's okay, but no one seems to be getting punishments. Punished. We got executives like Dick Fuld at Lehman Brothers, Angelo Mozzillo at Countrywide, and a bunch of others, cashed out hundreds of millions of dollars before, the ship crashed into the rocks. Predatory lending, crooked mortgage lenders walk away with millions in ill-gotten gains, but they're not in jail. They're not even under criminal prosecution. They got away scot-free as a general rule. The worse you behave from 2000 to 2008, the better you're treated by the Justice Department. It's just unconscionable how they can continue to do this and nobody calls them on the carpet. So anyway, that's my other headline here. And I thought that was pretty interesting nobody's getting prosecuted for all of this fraud and crime. All these executives seem to be getting away with it. And it's funny how we got these executives at Wall Street are linked to the Federal Reserve Bank. And then the guys that are in the government are linked to the Wall Street banks, and nobody knows nothing, and nobody gets prosecuted. Doesn't that seem a little funny to you?
Very. In the savings and loan crisis many years ago, a decade or two ago, a lot of people went to jail. I haven't heard of hardly anyone going to jail. Maybe a low level guy, banker or something like that.
Bernie Madoff.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard something this last week that I got to say it because, you got Anthony Weiner, and Anthony Weiner showed his wiener and Bernie made off with all the money. It's funny how their names just kind of went with the program,
Very much.
Yeah, we need a drum roll for that. Well, moving right along. Anyway, those are the headlines. Those are all posted on different places. That last one, the fraud one, is WashingtonPost.com or WashingtonBlog.com. The one about the central banks loading up on gold is GainsPainsCapital.com. The headline about unemployment, I got that off GoldSilver.com. Boiling the Frog Alert, that was from Simon Black at SovereignMan.com. So, these are all different sources. And if you guys are sitting there on the couch watching TV, I'm sure you heard about all of this stuff, right? Maybe there's a problem with where we're getting our information from, or lack of information. So, I'm thinking that we need to start getting off the TV and start educating ourselves and start getting into these problems, because that's the solution. Educate yourself to the point where you understand what's going on so you can defend yourself from big government. So nope. Have you got anything to add there, Andrew?
No question about it. Throw away your TV.
Throw away the TV.
I advocate that.
I hate that because I got a couple of big screens. I like those things. I like the fact that they are clear. And
oh, that's a good man.
Yeah, be nice if they had something that would actually real, on there. A real headline that actually was true.
Watch TV in moderation, especially mainstream media news. About that.
I think we're going to be coming up on a break here pretty soon. I think we got a minute or so to get there. But, remember, guys, we got to, the solution to all this is being prepared. We've got to start taking these things seriously and understanding that big government is out of control, just like it was in the original days of the colonies. It's gotten to a point where, they're so far out of control that reining them in is going to be a chore now. And the alternative to that is, some form of Marxist government where we just go to work, do what we're told, never get to own anything, and get to be really poor is usually how that ends up. So, yeah. anyway, that's kind of where we're at today. So let's see, what else have we got on the our next guest is going to be Jeannie, and she's going to be coming on here pretty quick from BigDogMusicMafia.com. And I've been talking to Jeannie a little bit here and there, and I think she's a great gal. She's got a great message, and I was looking at some of her pictures, and she looked pretty hot there in the day. I was asking her, gee, who is that young pretty gal on there? And come to find out, it's her. Anyway, she's a great gal, and I think you'll love her message. So with that, we'll go to our break here. And this is KCNR 1460 AM, and this is Jeannie right here.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hi, I'm Robert from Music by Robert. Getting married? Having a special party, birthday, or anniversary? Let me take it from ordinary to extraordinary. A huge music library, the latest state-of-the-art equipment, and lighting that will dazzle you. You know it's a real celebration when you hire Music by Robert. Call 347-4500. Remember, when only the best will do, it's Music by Robert. Call 347-4500 and let's celebrate.
What's your name?
Michael Sidoti.
And you come to Kent's often?
Yeah, 10 years.
Now, what do you like about Kent's?
Everything. Meat, produce, his courtesy. There's nothing. I love everything about Kent.
Is there one thing in particular that brought you here initially?
I would have to say Kent's, that good old boy gratitude attitude. That's what I really appreciated more than anything.
Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Grandma is a radical, she marches with a sign. Someone better stop her, cause she's getting out of line. Pelosi spoke of violence and that it could erupt. No, we can't have Grandma shouting, Congress is corrupt.
Grandma said that was Jeannie Hank right there. Are you on the line with us, Jeannie?
I'm right here.
Hey, very good to talk to you. Welcome to the show, and I'm glad you called in, and I've been looking forward to this all week. So with that, tell us a little bit about Big Dog Music Mafia, Jeannie.
Big Dog Music Mafia is a great website for musicians, artists, and people who, singers and performers who want to share their work. It's a conservative website. The singers and performers are conservatively of conservative thought and action, and it's a way for the conservatives to enjoy the public entertainment the way that we used to enjoy it in the 60s.
Yeah, it kind of reminds us of the old Peter, Paul, and Mary and Bob Dylan days, and when there was a message in the songs about what was happening in Vietnam and the war and so forth. And, you know, that's kind of where we're going to these days is, you know, we're turning into conservative culture warriors, you know, and that seems to be the direction because, we're starting to lose the values that we used to have.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I like the song Grandma's
Grandma's a Radical. That's great. Yeah, we were listening to that earlier and liked it a lot. The other one that I liked is the Battle of the Beans song as well, about the Wayne, I guess it's pronounced Kreitz song.
Yes, Wayne Kreitz.
Mm-hmm. Wayne Kreitz. And so evidently, could you tell us a little bit about his story?
Wayne Kreitz was a local farmer who had his beans stored in an elevator with an elevator company that went bankrupt. And the elevator company decided that they were going to pay off all of the bankers first, and so that left very, very little for the farmers to recuperate their money. So Wayne Kreitz and a lot of his friends took a convoy down to New Madrid, down to Burney, Missouri, where these beans were stored. And they removed the beans from the bin and took them back to Wayne's farm. Of course, everything was photographed and documented by the FBI and the federal marshals.
Cataloged, I think, is how they like to put it.
Pardon me?
Cataloged, I think, is how they usually term
it. Oh,
that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it was all cataloged. And Wayne was put in jail, not for removing his beans, but for contempt of court, because he would not tell the judge who helped him remove the beans. And, of course, like I said, being that everything was cataloged, the judge could have gotten the information from one of the other law enforcement divisions, but he decided he would put Wayne in jail and threatened to put his wife,
I was going to say,
Sandy in jail as well.
I was going to say, so what you're telling me here is that Wayne wouldn't spill the beans about the beans.
That's exactly right. So he was there in jail for quite a while. And I had written a song for him because I thought it was a great injustice. And Newsweek called my husband and said, "We understand that your wife has written the song." And he said, "Yes, she did." And it was telling Newsweek all about the song. And I was at work at the time, so I wasn't able to speak to them. So they wanted to include it in the next week's issue. But the Falkland Islands happened at the same time, and it never got published.
Really? Unbelievable.
Yeah, which was a shame for Wayne, because it would have been great to have gotten his story so widely publicized.
Got some publicity about, you know, what was going on out there. Yeah, it's funny how that works. People, if they want to hear some of these songs, they can. Where can they go to listen to this stuff?
I have. They can go to Big Dog Music Mafia and listen on my page, or they can go to YouTube. I have a lot of most all of my music is on YouTube, all they have to do is look up a channel for Cowgirl Moon, and it's all just one word, all small letters, Cowgirl Moon.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, I noticed you got Political Prisoner in there too. That's a quite a song as well, about the political prisoners everywhere.
Yeah, I'm glad you like that. And that was really inspired by Wayne Kreitz's wife, Sandy, because I wanted to talk about her perspective and how it is for women who are supportive of their heroes who have to go sit in jail in order to get their rights, in order to help get rights for the rest of us. It's, and by the way, Wayne had managed to get the laws for Missouri changed so that people wouldn't lose their property. If their landlords went bankrupt, they wouldn't lose their furniture and all of their personal possessions. So he got a lot done. And he's still being fined today, even, and his fine is running way into the millions and millions of dollars.
So he'll never be able to own anything again, is what you're telling me, because of this judgment.
Yes, that's exactly right. He can't own a thing.
So the bankers come out on top. Mm-hmm. They get paid first. The government puts him in jail, and then puts him in debt for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, America, welcome to it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well.
Well, with that, too, I also noticed that, well, and I guess just, I should mention that you live in Missouri, Cape Girardeau, and I have some relatives there, but I also noticed that you were of Cherokee heritage, and I thought that, I think that's an interesting story as well, the Trail of Tears and all that happened with that. And I found it interesting that, you know, you're politically conservative, because a lot of times, I have some Native Americans in my family, and a lot of them tend to lean liberal, it seems like, because they blame a lot of this stuff on the white man and not necessarily the government. And I just thought that it was more intelligent of you to actually see through that, that this freedom is about all of us.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of the Indians, especially the American Indians who have to live on the reservations, almost have to be of a liberal bent, because they have no other way of... they have very little opportunity.
So they're not self-sufficient, is what you're saying. And the government always has a tendency to make everybody dependent on them. That way,
exactly.
That way, you're subservient, and that's what we're talking
exactly.
about in general. Yeah.
Yep, that's what they're trying to do to everybody now.
Yeah, that's just a bad deal, and I just good to see that everybody could see through that, you know, and see that it's the government that is actually doing it. Government has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. I mean, who takes your property? Who puts you in jail? Who puts you in debt? You know, who sends you to war? It's always the government, and mm-hmm. you know, and big government especially, and that's what we need to start understanding and get back to the limited government that our founders, you know, in their genius, for whatever reason, set up. I mean, I've been reading the Federalist Papers here lately, and if everybody would actually read the Federalist Papers, they would understand what they were talking about. This was about a dialogue for the first time in history about limiting government, you know, from the people that was going to be governed by it.
Yes.
So.
And I just got my book from a very good friend of mine. My girlfriend Ellen bought me The Original Argument by Glenn Beck, which puts in a nutshell. It explains the Federalist Papers.
Brilliant minds think alike.
In modern day language.
Brilliant minds think alike, Jeannie, because that's what I was referring to.
Yeah, it's a great book, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it really does a good explanation to where what they've done is they've actually translated it from Old English into current English, so that you can actually read it and understand it without trying to figure out exactly what they're saying. Good book.
Yes.
So, anyway, the other thing I wanted to do is I got your, and I'm sorry we have to kind of move right along sometimes because we're on a limited time frames here. So I try to cover as much ground as we possibly can. But, you know, I loved your poem about called The Hairball.
Oh, did you like that? I'm glad that you liked that.
I loved it. Evidently, you were on stage with Charlie Daniels at one point.
I was performing on the stage. I opened for Charlie when he was here. Yeah. No, I never dated Charlie.
Oh no, no. But you were actually on the same stage with him. You were
on the Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
I'm sorry. My ears are not working too well.
That's all right. Maybe you could do a Hairball real quick before we go to the break. We got about a minute
sure.
or so.
Sure. Here you go. Hairball. Feeling pretty gnarly, I was opening for Charlie. No shouts of take a hike as I stepped up to the mic. Now confident and flip, and thinking I was hip, I sucked in air from everywhere and really let her rip. As from where I stood, it sounded pretty good, but not without a flaw or act by Murphy's Law. Never thought my hair would land inside of there. Sucked, you see, inside of me to cut off all my air. Now thinking what a drag upon my hair to gag, with audience aghast, I couldn't think too fast. But something came along to right that awful wrong, to aid my plight that hellish night. I finished out my song. Charlie must have heard, but never said a word. And even if he had, that couldn't be too bad. For I shall not bemoan the flubs that are my own, but new reprieve as he did leave. This long-haired country girl alone.
I think that's great.
Well, thank you.
Anyway.
I'll tell you, after gagging on my hair in the middle of opening for Charlie Daniels, I had to get it out of my system.
That's really good. Listen, I think we're going to go to a break here right now. This is KCNR, Free Fire Media, 1460 AM, and we'll be back in just a minute with Jeannie.
We all can play a role. Volunteer, grab your gear, get motors to the pole.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. On Monday, Dr. Doug McConnell is going to be our guest, and we're going to tell you just what is wrong with Obamacare. You think your rates are going to drop? Think again. Think you're going to have a doctor at your beck and call? Think again. Also, the Red Cross is going to be here talking about some of the classes they have that can save your life. That's Monday, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave,
going
our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 a.m., Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
Grandma is a radical. She marches with a sign. Someone better stop her, cause she's getting out of line. Pelosi spoke of violence and that it could erupt. No, we can't have Grandma shouting, Congress is corrupt. Grandma says she's angry because she didn't vote for devastating changes they are shoving down our throat. She voted for transparency but soulfully concedes she understands the nature of their downright dirty deeds.
This is Sovereign Minds Radio. We are back with Jeannie Hink, and that was her song. Great stuff. You know, can you tell us a little bit more about Big Dog Music Mafia? And, you know, I know there's we got Lisa Mai over there, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of people over there that have a bunch of great songs that...
oh, my goodness, yes. There are tons of wonderful singers and artists at Big Dog. Like you said, Lisa Mae Norton and... Andrew Mystic, they're the founders of Big Dog Music Mafia, and some of our wonderful performers. Chip Murray just released a new song that's just outstanding. It's called Independence Day.
Oh, okay, very cool.
And there's a wonderful spiritual story that goes along with that. Toot Sweet is there, and he's got great. Wonderful music, and it's all conservative stuff. Of course, we don't just, all the musicians don't just post political stuff. They post all of whatever music they want, but all of us are politically oriented, conservatively oriented in our politics and our values.
Yeah, this seems to be the theme down there for sure, and that's what I liked about the website when I was checking it out. I really like Jeremy Darge had a song there. I am an American, and there were several of them that I really liked, and then like I say, we kind of met on the chat room. I guess I could give you that old cliche line that we need to stop meeting like this, but.
Mm-hmm. And Mike Smith, he's another wonderful singer and entertainer, and of course, you know Mike there in Reading, don't you?
Oh yeah, Mike's a great guy, and his wife Patty. They've done a lot of stuff for us at the Tea Party. And,
oh, they're great folks.
Yeah, he's got some great songs, and I think that's probably how we actually connected with Big Dog Music Mafia was through him. I think that's how we originally learned of it. So. But yeah, it's been pretty cool because you guys were on the radio at We the People that one day, and on the chat room, and boy, it was just flying around. It was so much fun. I couldn't believe it. So, anyway, with that, I got some quotes here, and part of what I do here is I'm just trying to get the word out to everybody, about what's going on in the economy, what's going on in the community, so that we can start being prepared, because the real answer to all this is education and preparation, and so that if we do that, the oncoming economic tsunami that I think we're facing here is going to be made a lot better by storing some food, buying some precious metals, getting yourself prepared for any emergency, have a go bag in each for each member of your family. Those are the kind of things that we've been promoting here, because with government out of control and where the finances are going, there's going to be a lot of people that get hurt, especially if we have a dollar collapse and a long-term hyperinflation, or just the economy in general is going to go south for a while. So that's why I want to get this conservative message out in any way possible, whether it's through the music or through information or education or whatever it happens to be. Now, some of the closing quotes that I have here is, nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power. That was Abraham Lincoln, and I kind of think that that's pretty appropriate considering the current administration. And then the next one I have is, man will ultimately be governed by God or tyrants, and that was Benjamin Franklin. And that's what we're talking about here with the Constitutional Republic, is that, if men get into power and they, get corrupted, pretty soon it just gets bigger and bigger and steamrolls on us, because the people have to come back to those values, that morality, that, we can all be self-governed is what it comes down to. So anyway, a couple more, and then maybe we can go someplace else here. One of the things I have here is, it is when people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. Say that again. It is when people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. That was Patrick Henry. It is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from its government. Thomas Paine. And then this is the last one, and this is the one I thought that I liked the best. The cause of America is in great measure the cause of all mankind. Where some say is the king of America, I tell you, he reigns above. And that was Thomas Paine. So
those are all great. Great quotes, Mark.
I thought they were too. So, I'm just, like I say, trying to get the message out to everybody. Now, you're in Missouri, Cape Girardeau, and you've lived there all your life, is what we had talked about earlier. I have some relatives in Springfield. What's it like there in Missouri? I looked at your home on your page on Big Dog Music Mafia, and it just looked beautiful. Some of the pictures that you took with the sunlight going through the autumn leaves, and it was just beautiful. Mm-hmm.
It is a beautiful area, and here in Cape Girardeau is pretty unique, because we're at the foothills of the Ozark Mountains. Just 20 miles south of here, it flattens out, and it's not very pretty down south of here. As a matter of fact, that used to be all swampland just below Cape Girardeau, was all swamp And when the Cherokee were sent on their forced march to Oklahoma from all of the regions east of the Mississippi, they tried to take them across through the swamps, but a third of the tribe was wiped out. So it wasn't until Franklin Roosevelt was putting people to work through the government and starting the big programs, and this was something that worked out very well for the nation, at least for a while, was to put in a series of ditches called the Little River Drainage District, and that drained all of the water from the swampland into the Mississippi River. But of course, you know, when we have big floods, then we have big trouble there, but we've gained a lot of great farmland from the program and from these tributaries.
Wow. Yeah, that would be one thing that this Agenda 21 or this CLEAR, what's the name of that act again?
The CLEAR Act.
Is it the CLEAR Act? Yeah, the CLEAR Act is going to affect all of that, all the tributaries of the Mississippi and so on and so forth, you know, and it's just a shame that, you know, we've got this problem with the UN trying to implement that. Have you got anything on that, any more on that, Andrew?
Oh, Jeannie, I was just going to ask you, how did your area fare during the tornadoes just a short time ago?
Oh, well, thanks for asking, but we did really well here in Cape Girardeau and close in the close region, we did very well. During the flood, it was after you know, we had such big backed up waters. This year, we had trouble with that, and of course, they blew out some of the levees in order to relieve pressure from the Ohio and the Mississippi, and that flooded out a lot of thousands and thousands of acres of prime farmland. So we did very well as far as we didn't get any of the bad storms. But there was a lot of damage done to the farmland here.
I see.
Well, yeah. So the floods were. Did you guys have to build up any levees to protect your farm or your land at all?
No. We sit high on a hill, and we didn't have any problem with that at all. As a matter of fact, we don't have that much land. We just have a couple of acres. But most of Cape Girardeau did okay. South, just outside of town. They had some flooding in the local areas, but we didn't have anything like Joplin. It's just a tragedy what happened to Joplin.
Yeah, that's over there by Fort Lost in the Woods, Missouri. I went to AIT there, so I remember that area pretty well. That was a while ago.
That's a little closer to your relatives in Springfield.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I guess I'm not sure how much time we have left here, but I think we got a couple minutes. So I kind of want to go over some things that I need to talk about. We're going to have Police Chief Hansen tomorrow night at the Reading Tea Party. And, you know, we're going to be talking about Neighborhood Watch and a few things like that. That's at 2570 South Bonneview at Bonneview Baptist Church. And so, you know, we're going to be going over that with the issues on the Neighborhood Watch with him. The other things that we need to remember here is that, you know, we got to start being prepared. This is a great example of what you were just talking about with the floods and everything else, that, you know, whether the government, whether it's a financial catastrophe or a natural disaster or whatever it happens to be, you know, being prepared is just a smart thing to be, you know, with like I say, food, water, go bags, and so forth. So, you know, if you want more information, go to the Reading Tea Party at South Bonneview, or get on to the website at readingteaparty.com. Also, if you want to see some more of the stuff at Big Dog Music, go to bigdogmusicmafia.com, and then you can plug in from there. Or what's your other website there, the YouTube one, Jeannie?
Well, I'm on the YouTube channel.
And then what is that cow? It's Cowgirl Moon?
Oh, Cowgirl Moon.
Cowgirl Moon. Very good. Very good. We've just about got a minute left here before we're off. But like I say,
well, thank you, Mark, for having me.
I totally appreciate you coming on, and hopefully we'll be continue our dialogue and hope to talk to you soon, Jeannie.
You bet. Thanks, dear.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Andrew, you've been a great guest and, very informative and,
Thank you for having me.
Very good. I'm glad to have you on and, back here, gonna sign off here. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. This is Sovereign Minds and, hope you guys, have a great rest of the weekend and have a good work week. Talk to you next weekend.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Cameron Riegel. No deal tonight on debt talks.
Congressional leaders came tieless to the debt talks, but no amount of comfort could induce a deal. Saturday, House Speaker John Boehner scaled back the framework from a plan to cut $4 trillion to $2 trillion, saying Democrats want the trade-off to be tax hikes, and that's a non-starter. Here's his whip, Congressman Kevin McCarthy on CNN.
I've never found one tax increase that created a job.
Asked if the group can work it out in 10 days, President Barack Obama says, quote, we need to. A presidential presser is expected tomorrow morning, then more debt talks in the afternoon. At the White House, Jessica Stone, Fox News Radio.
The FAA says all seven people aboard a small plane in Alabama were killed after a crash this evening. The plane was headed from St. Louis to Destin, Florida. It crashed about 2 miles away from the airport in Demopolis, Alabama. Four are dead after a boat hit concrete footing on the Hudson River in upstate New York this morning. Two survived, but two are seriously hurt. Police suspect reckless operation and alcohol to be factors in that accident. This is the last time this will happen. The space shuttle docking at the International Space Station.